huge was that the pick that set up the short fields for you guys to retake the lead?
It was a big play. You know, anytime you get a turnover, when the game is going the way it's going and you're able to come up with a turnover, you know, that leads to a score for your team, you know, it's big.
There's a lot of people who didn't think you guys would win three games in a season. You won three in a row. I mean, how does this feel, the stretch you guys are on?
It feels good. You know, obviously we feel like we should have played a lot better tonight, but we came out with the win. You know, like I keep saying, you're never going to apologize for winning. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do. You know, got to get back to the drawing board and get ready for the next one.
How much better do you guys need to play against Brady next week?
We got to play a lot better. We got to play tremendously better than we did tonight, you know, if we want to walk away with a win next week at home.
You said you have a lot of things to work on. What are some of those things? Not you, I mean the team.
Just obviously we made a lot of mistakes out there. We left a lot of tackles out there that we wish we could have got back. Some plays that was turning points in the game that we missed, you know, those type of things.
Do you feel fortunate at halftime? Well, I mean, those guys had been inside the five a couple times, missed a couple field goals, and yet somehow you guys were winning at halftime.
Right. I mean, the halftime, the points we got coming into the half was big. Yeah. You know, I feel like that was another turning point in the game as well. You know, we was able to get off the field, you know, on some third downs. Was able to hold them to field goals, which they missed. Fourth down stops, you know, just getting off the field, getting our offense back the ball, and, you know, coming in from the half, you know, taking that three-point lead was big for us.
You're in a three-way tie for first right now. How does that sound?
Sounds like that's how it's supposed to be. You know, we shouldn't have let the first two go, you know, but obviously that's in the past. But we are what we are now from working and playing together.
How much, I mean, you know the Patriots, obviously it was a great team. How much crisper, how much cleaner does it have to be next week to be able to beat them?
Everything has got to be clicking on all cylinders next week. You know, the plays that we left out here today, we can't leave those plays out. When we get the opportunity to make a play, you know, we have to make it. You know, we have to keep Brady on the sideline as much as we can.
Did the QB switch affect you guys at all at the beginning of the second half?
I don't think so. You know, we've been preparing for both quarterbacks all week. So when the other guy came in, you know, we just knew we had to worry about more of the zone read than we did the first quarterback. And he got out on us a couple times.
But when you go up against a rookie quarterback making his fifth career start, I mean, do you sense that, you know, this guy's ripe for the taking, that he is going to make some mistakes?
Oh, definitely. I mean, every rookie do it, you know, especially at quarterback. You know, you get those rookies that, you know, that makes those rookie mistakes. You know, he's human. And you know, we knew coming in that he was a guy who liked to, you know, stare his target down a little bit more than other quarterbacks and stuff like that. He'll stay on the read longer than other quarterbacks and stuff like that. So we was just trying to take advantage of it.
Why was this defense so good, especially in the red zone tonight?
Oh, man, we stood up. We stood up big tonight, you know, in the red zone. They was big-time plays, you know, to give our offense back the ball, especially that fourth down stop was real big.
Morris, what do you think about Marcus's first career interception there?
It was a nice pick. He jumped it. He jumped it pretty. I thought he was going to six it. But, you know, but overall, you know, he got the takeaway for our team, you know, and was able to get our offense back the ball. And, you know, that was a big play in this game.
Talk about yours. Your interception. How big was that?
It was big as well. You know, led to a score for us, and which we really needed at that moment. You know, it was a big momentum changer.
What was the feeling in here where you guys took a halftime lead at 3-0? Didn't give them any points, even
right,
though for large portions they had the better of the play.
Right. It was when we came in for the halftime, you know, we just stayed on top of each other. Like, hey, we can't relax. You know, the score is just 3-3, and, you know, and it's a dogfight. You know, and we didn't see ourselves being in that moment before this game. You know, at halftime, we thought we would have been put this team away. You know, but that wasn't the case. And you know, congratulate to all these guys in here because they never stopped fighting. You know, it wasn't pretty, but we got the win.
And now after those first two losses of the season, we can point to this week coming up, New England Patriots, a first-place showdown at MetLife Stadium. How's that feel for you guys, and how were you able to kind of turn this around, especially on defense?
Oh, man, we just believe in each other. You know, a lot of people talk about what they think we are, what they think we're going to be and stuff like that. But, you know, those people ain't in the building with us during the offseason when we're working, we're lifting, we're running with each other. You know, we're spending all that time, all that time and energy into this sport with each other. And those guys don't see that. And, you know, and when we go out on the field on Sundays, you know, we play for one another. We don't play individual football. We know we need each other to win.
And that first place showdown with the Patriots next
Sir?
Week? And that first place showdown against the Patriots next week?
It's going to be a ball game. Like every game in the NFL is going to be a dog fight. You know, we're not going to lay down, and we know they're not going to lay down. So it's going to be a big clash.